Hello there, back again on this Wednesday, October the 23rd. I am Bernie Miklas. This is the Bernie Miklas Show here on my YouTube channel. Thank you all for subscribing as we're making that march towards 7,000 subscribers. So please join us if you're passing through and checking us out. Let all your peoples know. Anyway, really bad news for the Blues, really bad news for their fans, really bad news, especially for Robert Thomas, their center and all around important presence for the St. Louis Blues, who fractured an ankle last night in the loss to Winnipeg while trying to block a shot. He blocked the shot. Unfortunately, it was with his ankle, which fractured. So he is going to be out for a minimum of 6 weeks, probably a little bit longer. We'll see that what the healing time consists of. Sometimes the timetable changes. He's a tough-minded guy, but I can't sit here and downplay the loss. I think the only thing you can say, there's nothing positive about it, but the only thing you can say if you're looking for one silver lining is that this happened really early in the season. The Blues have only played 7 games. They have months and months and months and miles and miles and miles to go. So, you know, I would rather have this type of thing. If you're going to get hit by adversity with this kind of severity, it's better early than later because you have time to kind of hold your own, hang in there. Take advantage of the improved depth that Doug Armstrong put together for this team and just hang tough. I mean, just hang tough, scrape out as many points as you can. Make sure your goal prevention is really good. And, you know, he'll be back and he'll be back plenty of time to propel the Blues to whatever it is in terms of what their ceiling is. You're going to need him driving it and to get you there. And he certainly is an essential presence for the St. Louis Blues. I mean, you don't really need me to tell you any of this. Maybe some just casual sports fans who don't pay attention to a lot of the particulars. They know who Robert Thomas is, and Robert Thomas is a very good player for the Blues. 26 goals, 60 assists last year, which was a breakout season for him. He's still only 25 years old. This year, by his standards, a little bit off to a slow start. But even then, if you look at some of the metrics, which I always do, when he's been on the ice at 5-on-5, you know, the Blues have controlled 56% of the shots, and they have controlled 61% of the scoring chances. But he's had only one goal so far. And I was looking up some other analytics, some other metrics, and Robert Thomas has had chances to score more goals. He's missing the net a lot. I mean, his rate of missing the net is one of the highest in the league so far by a forward. I know that's a little bit of an obscure start, but I'm using it in a way to explain where, you know, that 26 goal season. And again, we're only 7 games into the season this year, but I think we all anticipated more goals. And I think those goals will come when he returns, whenever that is. But part of it was just he was having problems shooting, you know, just was going high and wide too many times. I'm not knocking him. He's a heck of a player, man. And when I say he's essential to just about everything the Blues do, and they need him in so many ways. Listen, as you know, he centers the top line. He's on their top power play. He's among their top penalty killers. He's their best assist man, best passer. And he has shown a knack. Last year, he showed a real knack to score goals. The other thing, and this thing just kind of blends in with what I just talked about, this all-around value of him. And it's not just the all-around value of the many roles that he plays for the Blues. It's also the value of being on the ice a lot. I mean, that's the whole point, right? It's like if you have a baseball team, boy, you want to have your best hitters get the most at-bats. You want them in the batter's box a lot. This is why some managers, you know, like the Dodgers bat Shohei Ohtani first in the lineup. You know, bat him first, second, third. more their turn comes around. Well, Robert Thomas has got value because he's a very durable guy. I mean, this, of course, this is excluding this injury. He's a durable guy, and he likes a lot of minutes. In fact, I got a great stat for you. You know me, I can't help myself with the stats. He has played, Robert Thomas, through the first seven games, has played 34% of all possible ice time that there is. 34%. Let me put that into perspective for you. That's number one among all Blues forwards, as you probably would have imagined. But it's also ninth in the NHL among forwards, not defensemen, but forwards. So there's only been eight forwards this year that have logged a higher percentage of available ice time. And that doesn't mean he's an iron man. It just means you can tell how much the Blues count on him and how much they need him, because he's out on the ice more than any forward they have, and more than all but eight forwards are on the ice in terms of time and possible maximum ice time. Only eight guys have had more than Robert Thomas so far this year. So that right there, I think, sums up a lot of what his value is. As Tony La Russa would say about players who played a lot and you could count on them, he'd use a racehorse term. He says, well, first thing you got to do, you got to go to the post. You got to be able to run the race. Unfortunately, Robert Thomas won't be able to run the race for a while, and the Blues will suffer because of it. The other big quality, and some of you are probably saying, well, wait a minute, you're not talking about faceoffs. Oh, I'm getting there. You know, among players that have about 140 minutes of ice time so far, Robert Thomas has got the number three faceoff win rate in the National Hockey League, and it's 62.6%. If he would maintain that when he comes back, that would be one of the highest single season face-off success rates the Blues have ever had in their franchise. I mean, he has been phenomenal on the draw. And that's such a big deal because they really like to have him taken, you know, in restarts in the offensive zones. He's out there more than anybody, and a lot of the reasons because they want him to win the faceoff. So he can ignite the offense in the offensive zone. He wins faceoffs in the neutral zone, which means they can quickly transition to offense. And he doesn't play as much in the defensive zone, not because he's a liability, but he's, of course not, but he's more valuable, you know, in the restarts in the offensive zone and neutral ice. And the Blues are able to jump right into their offense when he wins these draws. And that's really, really important. Here's a pretty damning stat. Robert Thomas, as I mentioned, 62.6% success on faceoffs. The other Blues combined, you take Thomas's numbers out of there, the other dudes have combined for a 46% faceoff success rate. That is a big drop. You didn't need me to tell you that. That is a glaring disparity. So who's going to be winning the faceoffs now? And that bothers me, and it troubles me, because you have your best faceoff guy and one of the very, very best in the league. Short list best in the league. He's out for quite a while, okay? The Blues have not really got much success elsewhere with faceoffs. And the Blues are not a team that is scoring a lot. And Robert Thomas playing number one line, centering the top line, being out there on the power play, being out there for the key faceoffs, winning so many faceoffs, just gobbling up all the ice time that he can. I don't know how the Blues are going to score more goals without him in there. You take away, you know, his speed. You take away the fact he's so good in transition. You take away the faceoff prowess. You take away just the pure volume of available ice time that he grabs. You strike him from the lineup, and you have a team that right now, if we're talking about all strengths, per 60 minutes, the Blues are averaging 2.7 goals per 60 minutes. That's 22nd in the league. And last season, with Robert Thomas having a career year, again, 26 goals, 60 assists, Last year, they averaged about 2.82 goals per 60 minutes. So they weren't scoring as much this year so far. And it's early, once again, but they were not as prolific offensively as they were last season. And let's be honest, they weren't really prolific last season offensively. They kind of, you know, they kind of battled and did what they could, but this was not a high-flying, high-scoring team. The Blues have to win by preventing goals or suppressing goals. That's the whole key to everything. But you need offense. And even with Thomas in the lineup, the last five games, they're 2-3, and they've only scored 11 goals. And they've only scored more than three goals one time in the last five games. And that's with RT in there. So what's it going to look like with him out of there? That's tough. You have an offense that's below average, just in terms of bottom line goals, right? It's below average now. Then you take your best passer, your most creative passer, maybe your one of your fastest skaters, and your faceoff dude, your big time faceoff dude. You expunge him from the lineup, and you put a cast on his ankle. You tell me how you're going to get better offensively. And I'm not being doom and gloom, man. I mean, injuries happen in hockey. What are you going to do? And Doug Armstrong did get them some better depth. He enhanced the depth this season. So the Blues, based on the reporting, Lou Korak and Jeremy Rutherford and others from the morning skate today, Wednesday, Braden Schenn was handling the number one line. You also have Buchnevich in the second line center. Number three, Dylan Holloway has moved there. Number four, Radek Faxe is there. I mean, you can do a lot worse than that group, right? They have that potentially wonderful young player down at AHL Springfield. I'm talking to one of their top prospects, if not the top prospect right now, Dvorsky. And he's off to a really good start there, but they want to give him plenty of American Hockey League ice time. I don't think they want to rush him, but if this offense drags and drags and drags, and if Doug Armstrong thinks, okay, Dvorsky's ready, he's ready for a trial, he's ready for a shot, he's ready for an opportunity. I mean, I wouldn't be floored to see him up here. It all depends on his rate of progress in the AHL, and it also depends on how tough it is for the Blues to generate offense. And we can expect Drew Bannister, the coach, to be shuffling lines, mixing and matching. He's going to have to. Look, no disrespect, because I do have a lot of respect for Braden Schenn, the team captain, who is someone who will do anything, pay any price for the team. You know, a true warrior type guy. But you don't want him as your number one center. Yeah, I mean, that's all there is to it. So it looks like Jake Neighbors didn't skate today, but as long as he can go in the next game, you'll probably have a top line, at least to begin, of Schenn and Saad and Neighbors, and then they'll go from there. Oscar Sundquist is basically back. He just has got to play, but he came off the injured list. He'll be on the wing somewhere, but they can at least cycle him into their forward group. And they have a lot of forwards, and they have good forwards, but you don't scratch Robert Thomas for 7 weeks, 6 or 7 weeks, 8 weeks. Let's hope for six. You don't subtract him from the lineup as an unhealthy scratch every night and not feel the pain. His pain becomes your pain. So I think the Blues are a tough-minded team. I think they're resilient. I think they've got an excellent goaltending tandem. I think they do an excellent job of limiting opportunities, at least compared to as loose as they have been in the recent past. And this has got to be a great, great time. This has got to be an urgent time for the St. Louis Blues to really, really specialize in goal suppression, because we have seen that both of these goaltenders are capable of stealing wins for you, Binnington and Hofer. Hofer has been fabulous. They can steal wins for you. They can win 2-1 games, or as Hofer did recently, a 1-0 game. They'll keep you in games in case you're right there. If your power play kicks in, power play that won't have Robert Thomas. But if that kicks in and you can start to, you get those critical late goal or two, you know, these goaltenders just about every time, not all the time, because nobody's perfect, but they'll either steal games for you. They're capable of doing that. And they're certainly capable of keeping you in most games until your offense can just find a way to get a goal or two. I'm talking about based on the situation. I'm not talking about from the beginning of the game. If you're getting into the late second period and it's a one-goal game, then you're like, well, we're doing a good job of keeping this out of our net. Well, now we got to find a way. This offense has just got to find a way to get us a goal. So that's kind of the predicament they're in. I've really liked watching this Blues team so far, but I'm also a realist. I'm a pragmatist, and their mission, needless to say, their mission just became a lot more difficult without someone like Robert Thomas, who does all the things he does, so many different things, so many roles that he plays for them. And a guy like that, any injury of a frontline player for 6 weeks, at least, is going to be tough. But when you have an engine that can drive it in all these different areas, this one is especially difficult to overcome. So let's hope for the best. Thank you for watching. I'm going to be doing more Blues videos as we get deeper into the season. I appreciate you all very much. Be back tomorrow morning here on The Bernie Show.